Dennis Johnson, one of the stars of the great Boston Celtic teams of the 1980s, died this week from cardiac arrest. He was 52 years old. Mr. Johnson helped the Seattle Supersonics win their one and only championship in 1979, in which he also was most valuable player. He played for Phoenix, and then in 1983 he moved to Boston, where he was key in the Celtics' 1984-1986 championships, playing alongside his teammate Larry Bird. Joining us now to remember Dennis Johnson is our own sports commentator, Ron Rappaport. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
It's been written this week that Dennis Johnson was better than his numbers.
Well, you take a look at the players he played with in those 1984 and 86 championship teams, Scott. Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish, Bill Walton. Every one of them is in the Hall of Fame, and he's not. I expect that to change soon. Yes, he was better than his numbers. He was on the NBA's All-Defensive Team 9 times. He was one of those guys who played every minute of every game. Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe pointed out that in that 1979 championship in Seattle you mentioned,
yeah,
Dennis Johnson had 14 block shots in 5 games. Not bad for a 6'4" guard.
Gosh.
So he could do anything, and he could shoot when he needed to. In that Seattle championship, he was one of their top scorers. And what's interesting is, you think of that great lineup of Celtics he played with, but look at the players he played with in Seattle. Jack Sikma, Marvin Webster, Lonnie Shelton, Paul Silas, Gus Williams, Freddie Brown. Nice players, good team, but there are no Hall of Famers there.
Yeah.
Dennis Johnson could do what needed to be done.
In this day and age where, and you know, this is not hyperbole, 12-year-old kids in Zagreb, Croatia are scouted by NBA scouts. Is it a good time to remember that Dennis Johnson, I believe, didn't play serious basketball until he was a senior?
Yeah, they're remembering him here in Los Angeles, Scott, because he went to high school here in Pepperdine, which is just down the road. And he built himself into being a good player. You know, at 6'4 and skinny, mm-hmm, he's not exactly somebody who would stand out in a pro scout when he walked into a room. But the more you watched him play, his attention to defense, the way he facilitated the other players, that's sort of something that scouts would have to see later on. It was only when you kept watching him and saw his work ethic that you would really come to appreciate him.
So I was reading the accounts of his life. Of course, he was coaching the Austin Toros at the time he died. He was just 52. There was plenty of time for him to become an NBA coach, wasn't there?
Well, he was an assistant coach here for a while with the Clippers. But what struck me was how much he was enjoying coaching this development league, mm-hmm, of players trying to get to the NBA and interacting with the players who reminded him a little bit of himself, players who worked hard and who wanted to get to the next level. I think he was enjoying himself. I'd prefer to think so.
Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator, speaking with us from NPR West, and this is NPR News.